Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. How does God take a teen from New York, a high school all Long Island basketball player, to a full scholarship in basketball at the University of Hawaii to play under Coach Larry Little, to become a minister of God's grace to people at a critical and tender time in their lives? This is the story of Gary Newsom. We pause at the beginning of our show to remind you the reason we have the Good Life Radio Show is to lead you closer and closer to Jesus Christ. It's a relationship with Jesus Christ that has made all the difference in Gary Newsom's life, in his heart, in his family. And we believe that the Lord Jesus himself, who loves you so much, my friend, that he died on the cross for your sins. And he shed his blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. Yes, that same Jesus who has touched Gary, Suzanne, myself, is calling out to you, reaching out to you, right where you are. Whatever you're going through, whatever you're facing right now, you might be just tuning in, listening to this program at this moment. Why am I listening? Well, Jesus Christ is calling you. There is always hope in Jesus. There's forgiveness. There's healing through Christ from the inside out. Would you turn your heart to Jesus? That's our hope, my friend. That's our prayer. Reverend Gary Newsom is chaplain for Grace Hospice in Norfolk, Virginia. He graduated from the University of Hawaii with his bachelor's degree in sociology. He received his master's in pastoral studies at Escondido Four Square Bible College. He's married to Amanda. They have one daughter and two grandchildren. Reverend Newsom, welcome to our show.
Well, it's an honor to be here, and aloha to both of you.
Thank you.
Reverend Newsom, you... You grew up in New York, there in Long Island. What part of Long Island did you grow up in, and what was it like?
Well, I actually grew up in a small town. It's about 45 to 50 minutes outside of New York City. The town is Deer Park, Long Island. And it was a very nice suburb. It was a nice place to breathe and to play with other children and kids, and just a real great place to grow up in the suburbs.
Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
Well, I would like to mention two people if I can. First, I would say my dad. My dad was a hard worker. He instilled in my brother and I a sense of discipline and study, and really valued education. And that really was instilled in me, and even to this day, I'm so grateful that he was able to speak those things over my life each and every day. I would say the other person is a sixth grade teacher. His name is Mr. Jack Keating. He played college basketball, but he was not only a mentor, but he was a good friend, and he taught me the game of basketball, and he was my English teacher as well. So he, too, taught me the value of education. You just can't have sports without having a good education. So I would say both of those.
How did you become a Christian?
Well, upon graduating from college, from the University of Hawaii, and I do want to say I'm proud of graduating from that school.
Go Bulls!
Yeah, I'm really happy about that. But for me, when I did graduate, I wasn't as happy as one should be graduating from college. You know, I had finished playing basketball. I did get my degree, but it seemed for me I was a little bit confused. I didn't have direction. There was no clear-cut destiny, at least I couldn't see at the time. And I was a little bit depressed, if you will, and it wasn't until after a good friend of mine who eventually became my wife, my girlfriend, we became really good friends, and I saw something in her that was very different. I mean, very different. She walked the walk, and she talked the talk of Christianity, and I started to attend a church there in the Mauna Loa Gardens area. Mm-hmm. I loved the church, some great teaching, and as a result of that, I gave my life to Christ.
When you say you were, you know, depressed to a certain degree, what do you think or feel in a moment of reflection was the cause of that?
Well, during the time of going to school, you know, I was pretty busy. I was busy with basketball. Basketball was great. We had an opportunity to travel all over the United States. I had a chance to get to introduce to a new culture in Hawaii and some beautiful people. I was going to school. But my senior year, it was all over. And when those things are gone, you're left with a lot of decisions. And a young person of, you know, almost 20 or 21 years old, you don't have any direction. And that's kind of how I felt. A lot of my friends that I played basketball with had went back to the mainland. Basketball was over. Then I was faced with, now what I'm going to do. And I think there is a lot of college athletes who face that same decision, but I know for me, it was pretty pressing.
What difference has Christ made in your life?
Wow, that's a very good question. Christ, I think the number one thing, first of all, he gave me a peace. And he gave me a hope that there will be a better tomorrow. And whatever I face, especially circumstances of life, whether they're indecision, whether it's an illness or whatever it is that we all go through in circumstance, I feel that Christ has given me an anchor of the soul and the heart, where I can respond to a loving God and knowing that he will always be there with me. I think that's the major thing.
Reverend, you played for Coach Larry Little. What lesson, if you could choose one, really stands out, a lesson that you learned from him?
Well, you know, I've known Larry Little ever since high school. I can remember when he even came to Deer Park to, well, actually, even before he was a coach in Hawaii, he was the coach at Centenary College in Louisiana. And he had coached the famous Robert Parrish, who was a legendary Boston Celtics great. Mm-hmm. But when I first met him, I really did sense a genuine man, a man who was honest. And if I can use the word ohana, he was a family man. He was a family man first before he was a basketball player. You could see how much he loved his family, his wife, his children. And you can tell that he really enjoyed being around the young people that he recruited. And I do know, in addition to basketball, he tried to instill life into all of his players.
And I've heard recently that you were the one, you flew over to his memorial service, didn't you, to help officiate that service?
Yes, I did. I was really surprised when I found out he had passed away. He had had some heart problems. And I just got on the phone and I spoke to his wife to give my prayers and condolences. And I believe it was the Holy Spirit that prompted me to ask her, first of all, were they going to have a memorial service for him? And if you didn't have a church or a pastor, would you consider me coming in and speaking some words, you know, at the ceremony or at the memorial service? And she was more than happy for me to do that. I was really surprised. I was a little bit nervous, but it all worked out. It was a beautiful celebration. A lot of players flew in from around the country, including Hawaii, and it was in a hotel. And I was able to speak from the Word of God and speak some encouragement, not only to the family, but these long-term friends who've known him for years. So it was an honor to be able to do that.
What did you share in nugget form? What did you share with the family and former players?
Well, I believe I shared from a scripture from Philippians, and I apologize. I don't know the exact tone of it, but basically it was about because I had found out prior to that, Coach Little was involved with a lot of charities. He had set up a foundation to help the underprivileged children. He was doing a lot of volunteer work and basically kind of relayed our Christian ethic to our responsibility as well, to look beyond just him being a basketball coach, to follow his example, to give of ourselves in the spirit of volunteerism, to help our poor, to help those who are disenfranchised, and to lift one another. And that's our purpose from God, and that's basically what Mr. Little had done. So that's the gist of what I had spoke about.
Well, Coach Larry Little is household name in Hawaii. Gary Newsom, you had the privilege of playing for him, and more so just recently. They're ministering to his family and some of the other players, some of your teammates and others who have gone through the University of Hawaii program. When we come back from our break, Gary Newsom, you know, when Gary Newsom went to do his master's degree work, he wrote a thesis. And his thesis was entitled, "The Nuclear Family: Implications of Fatherlessness." Yeah. I'll repeat that when we come back from our break. You know why? Because Gary Newsom says, look, this was the hardest thing he'd ever done on paper. He'll share why. Perhaps there are some implications that are much deeper than just tough research. When we come back, more from Reverend Gary Newsom. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chanan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Gary Newsom, all-star basketball player from Long Island, comes with a full scholarship. Comes to play at the University of Hawaii under Coach Larry Little. Years later, he writes a master's thesis while in Bible college. What's entitled The Nuclear Family Implications of Fatherlessness. Well, what a title, isn't it? Well, he says that it was the hardest thing he'd ever done on paper. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here, Suzanne Maurer, Gary Newsom, our guest today. Thank you so much for joining us. If you're tuning in right now, maybe caught the tail end of the last segment, you can get this program in its entirety for free at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Reverend Newsom, your thesis, why? Why was it the hardest thing you've ever done on paper?
First of all, to do a research paper of that magnitude, and all the research that's involved, it's a very difficult thing. So it takes sometimes months to do research. The second thing is this particular research that I did was something that I've noticed. You know, sometimes you can look around you and you can see what grieves you, what hurts you, what affects you. And I've noticed, and you can see this in today's society, there are a lot of families that are broken. And the reason why they're broken is because there are fatherless homes. And not only that they're fatherless homes, you can see the effects of that on children and even young adults. And it can even go way into adulthood, and it can last for years until those issues are getting fixed. So God has designed our families with a mom and a dad, and a dad has a particular role to encourage and to nurture, to show love, to discipline, and to chastise and do those things even if it's necessary. And I found out that a lot of people that, friends of mine that I knew, statistics that I've read, and the effects on society, the father is missing. And it has long-term ramifications for children of those families. So in this paper, I try to address the problem, try to give some real-time background information and statistics, look at a biblical perspective, and to also encourage that God is our Father. For those who may not have a father in the home, we can be assured that God, as He says in His Word, is a father to the fatherless. and he will set the solitude in families. So I wrote about that, and hopefully it gave some encouragement to people who have read it.
How did this influence your parenting decisions?
Well, one of the things, I was very grateful that I did have a dad. You know, I've only had one father. He was not divorced. He's been married to my mom and still is for over 50 years. So I feel that I had a good model to draw from. And being a parent myself, a parent of one daughter, yes, it did affect me. So I found that I would either minister or speak those things that my father did at the dinner table, at the breakfast table, encouraging my daughter, instilling in her the value of education, instilling in her the importance of relationships, being there when she needed me. I can remember taking her to father-daughter days. I used to take her to work with me. So all of those things that my father used to do, I tried to model with my own daughter.
Did it change, you know, the research you did? Did it change the way you saw yourself?
Yes, it did. Especially when I got into the ministry. When I got into the ministry, it was really important to reach out to particularly young men. And I still have a passion now to mentor and to speak into the life of young men. Because we live in an age now, we have Facebook. You know, when I was growing up and even in college, there was no Facebook. There was no social media like we have right now. So I can see the urgency of speaking God's words and modeling his life to our young people because there are so many distractions.
How did God lead you? I mean, after receiving your college degree, you moved to San Diego, spent, 16 years in the pharmaceutical oncology representative? How did God lead you from that? Johnson & Johnson, Novartis, Oncology, Smith Kline, I mean, it is a renowned name, Sepracor, to now being in the ministry?
Danny, that's a very good question. But after moving from Hawaii, we had our first child, and we moved to San Diego. And I embarked upon a very successful pharmaceutical career. It was during the biotech years, and I was associated with hematologists, oncologists, dealing with HIV and cancer. We had medications for that, and it was a wonderful career. But I felt a tug from the Lord. We belonged to a local church. And I started to have desires to go deeper with God. I didn't quite really understand it. But for those who are in the ministry and for those who have first started, you realize if you're in a good church, not only that you have an inward tug, but others will notice it. So I used to have elders and deacons and even the pastor himself see something in me that I didn't see for a while. I became a deacon. I became an elder. I began leading Bible studies. I developed a hunger for the Word. I was very encouraged by the congregation. They would ask me to do more things within the body and the congregation. And from there, I realized that I had a call in my life. Now, I didn't know it was a pastoral call, but it kept growing and growing. Now, these things don't happen overnight, but over a course of about 10 years, I preached my first sermon. I was on a worship team, and I was recognized by the leadership to first be ordained, and from there, it just took off.
What did the Lord teach you? Well, you're in a hospice ministry now. How did that happen? How did you go from there to being in the ministry you're in now?
Well, I always wanted to work for the Lord. My wife and I, we belong to a wonderful church that is still going very strong in San Diego, and we were very blessed to be part of that. But unfortunately, as many churches, unless you have a church of 10,000 or more, your income is not derived from the church. You pretty much become a vocational person. So in other words, you have to work outside of the church and do church work as a volunteer. And it was always my desire to do something for the Lord full time. And I realized it couldn't have been in the church because the church couldn't afford to pay me a salary. And then at that time, the Lord was really showing me that pharmaceutical life wasn't going to be my entire life. So I made a quick decision. Well, it wasn't a quick decision, but I made a decision in prayer and in consultation with my wife to leave the pharmaceutical industry. That's when I went back to school. I was working part-time for a Christian outreach company. And the Lord placed it in my heart through a friend about chaplaincy. Now, the difference between chaplaincy and a pastor is a pastor you're working for or you're a minister inside of a building, and a chaplaincy, you're outside of the building. So I had pharmaceutical experience, and an opportunity came up for end of life, and I was a little bit weary about that. I had never been around that kind of ministry before, but the Lord opened some doors for me, which started in San Diego. I took what they call a clinical pastoral education class in a local hospital. Another door opened up from the Lord. I became a part-time hospice chaplain, where I learned how to minister to the grieving. And for those who are being hurt, and of course the patients who are eventually going to die. And that was an experience right there, but I learned how to connect to people, how to be there, how to be a presence, and did a lot of funerals in the last few years, and it's been a really rewarding experience. And I will say, Danny, that I think the greatest thing is to minister outside of the four walls of the church. Mm. I think that's the greatest opportunity, where I have a chance to minister to people of all faiths, even some that don't have any faith. And what better time to share the word or be the word when someone's getting ready to pass on?
A certain level of openness of heart exists there during those times. Gary Newsom, Reverend Gary, knows that so well. When we come back from our break, we'll talk with him more, and I believe he'll share more. I'm hoping that he'll talk a little bit about the importance of listening, Reverend Gary Newsom. The importance of listening, end-of-life ministry to someone whose life will soon end. And what about their families? How do you talk to them? How do you listen to them? We can learn so much from someone whose ministry involves dedication to people at such a critical and tender time.
And we're saying end on this earth.
When we come back, more from Reverend Newsom.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there.
Danny Yamashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
We all will be there someday. We all will experience either a loved one or, of course, we ourselves are going to end up someday where it's the end of life, a scenario that we don't often talk about, certainly many don't like to even think about, but it's part of reality. And the Lord has certain people that He has set apart for such a ministry like that, the hospice ministry, end-of-life ministry. Reverend Gary Newsom is with us today from Norfolk, Virginia, hailing all the way from Long Island, New York. He's with us. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Suzanne Maurer with us. You can find out more about our program at thegoodlifehawaii.com. You know, one of the things that Reverend Newsom thinks is vitally important is the importance of listening. Reverend, What is it that the Lord has taught you about the importance of listening at a time like that?
Well, Danny, most pastors and ministers, they know how to preach, and you know they have a Bible and a pulpit. We all know that, and that's very important.
Yes,
and I can do those things, but not many ministers can be with a grieving person, and just to listen. There's always that impulse to take out your favorite scripture, and that's great, but there's always a time for that. And if you look at the Gospels, particularly that passage when Jesus met the woman at the well, He demonstrated a compassion, He demonstrated a listening, and He was able to gather some of the things that was broken in this broken woman. And it's the same thing with chaplaincy. You learn how to put the Bible away for a little bit and just be a presence for someone who's hurting. And that means a lot. And not only that it means a lot, it can really go so far in terms of having a sense that someone really cares. So it really goes back to that old saying, and you've probably heard this, people really don't care how much you know They want to know how much you care.
Mm-hmm.
And so what greater way to bring Christ into a situation? And I believe each time I walk in a patient's or a family's home, because most of my patients are in the home, that I'm bringing Christ and the Holy Spirit with me. And many times it's not a scripture, it's the timing of it. A scripture will come, but it may not come at that time. But it's just to listen, to place a hand on someone's shoulder, and just to be there says so much.
Ministry of presence.
The ministry of presence, that is absolutely correct. That's a famous saying amongst chaplains, something that we try to do.
Now, did your 16 years as a pharmaceutical oncology representative, did that help prepare you for serving people at a very tender time in their lives?
Oh, absolutely. On many ways. First of all, the healthcare information and the knowledge that I've gained in the healthcare industry really transferred over to what I'm doing now. This is considered a healthcare ministry, so I can sit around doctors and nurses and healthcare professionals, and I can understand the language because it was the language that I learned and I understood when I was a pharmaceutical rep. The second thing is, when I was a pharmaceutical rep, you see the dying and the disease and the cancer and the hospitals and the crying. And I didn't know it at the time, but I did feel empathy, of course, at that time, even while I was working. Now there's a deeper empathy as a minister to feel those things as I minister now. So it's definitely helped me. I think that just the challenge is to make sure that God gets the work or he gets the burden, because you have to make sure that you're not burning yourself out and you set some boundaries. Mm. But that's very hard to do.
Gary, isn't it beautiful in hindsight how we can look back and see God's preparation? I mean, when you first started with the pharmaceutical, I would guess that to be a pastor in a hospice situation was not even in your realm of thinking. And yet, how beautifully that prepared you for how God is using you now.
You're absolutely right, Suzanne. And I would say to anyone that God never wastes. He doesn't waste time. He doesn't waste your circumstance. He doesn't waste tears. And it's a beautiful story of redemption, how God can take your past, whether good or bad, whether you feel that you're confused in your destiny, and he can bring all of those things together to make your life not only give glory to God, but to give meaning to your own life.
Absolutely.
Yeah. One of the most important things, the most important thing that a dying person wants to know, did my life ever have meaning?
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So part of the ministry, and this is what God does to us all the time, it's not only the ministry of presence that Danny had mentioned, but it's the ministry of affirmation.
Yes.
God is always affirming us as his children. So when someone says, my life doesn't have meaning, you can affirm them and says, yes, it does.
You know, Gary, as I listen, I'm struck with the thought that this might be one of the most meaningful ministries ever, to be able to sit with these people in the last part of their lives. So powerful.
Well, you definitely have their attention. I'll tell you, if there's anyone, any time that you have their attention and their ear, and also studies show, I mean, we know this as Christians, but there's also scientific studies that show toward the end of life, the person's spiritual life heightens. Mm-hmm. And there's a spirituality that comes out. Sometimes there's a hunger, sometimes there's a thirst, sometimes there's inquiry, but it shows that the spiritual life, the void that only God can give, is alive and well. And that's one of the encouragements that I always give my patients, that even though, and Scripture says this, Paul says it in the New Testament, that even though our bodies deteriorate, our spirits, they grow, and it's alive and well.
You're listening to Reverend Gary Newsom. His life, his ministry is spent with people who are at the end of their days, at least this side of heaven, and ministering to them and their families, a ministry of presence, yes, a ministry of affirmation, wealth of collective experience, knowledge, understanding through his years as a pharmaceutical representative in oncology, specifically even as he made reference to the way he's able to relate. When we come back from our break, Reverend Gary Newsom. Gary has been involved in short-term missions with a nonprofit organization, Project Compassion. He's gone on various places on the continent of Africa, nations like Romania, Marshall Islands, Nicaragua, Bangkok, Thailand, Mexico, Nepal, and Baja, California. Well, we'll talk about that when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening.
listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Gary Newsom has played basketball at the Division I collegiate level for the University of Hawaii, a full scholarship athlete. He has been, for 16 years, a pharmaceutical representative and pharmaceutical oncology representative. Successful career. And he's been in the ministry, specifically now. In the hospice ministry, end-of-life care. But, you know, he's also traveled all over the world, places like Romania and Nicaragua and Bangkok and Nepal and Mexico. Well, here he's with us today to share heart-to-heart with you. This is the Good Life Radio Show. You can find out more about our show. Other resources, they're on our website at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Gary, take us on a tour. Take us on a world tour of some of the places you've traveled. Give us maybe a vivid memory from each or some of these countries.
Well, I'm smiling when you say that because it all really started in Hawaii. And I have to confess that my freshman year in Hawaii, I had a pretty difficult time with all of the cultures. Mm-hmm. So God really has a sense of humor. At our church, there was a parachurch group called Project Compassion. This, too, focused on missions. It was medical missions where there were short-term missions, teams of Christian physicians and nurses, chiropractors, podiatrists. We all went on these short-term missions. I was the minister. And just had a wonderful time to travel, see the world, go to these designated places in these remote villages, if you will, not only to provide medical supplies, but also to minister the gospel to hard-to-reach places. Some places never heard the gospel. And also some places that the gospel is forbidden. So that was a wonderful time. God blessed us with that. Had a chance to go to Africa 2 times. Beautiful, beautiful continent. The people are great. They love America. Nepal, which is about 99% Hindu. But beautiful mountains and also beautiful people. Romania is a wonderful country, a country that came out of communism, but received us well, received the gospel well. So just a wonderful, wonderful tour, if you will, of our country, these other countries, and You do notice they're pretty much the same. You know, they love the same things that we do. They love sports, the children. You know, they have Michael Jordan T-shirts and sneakers, and they love to, do the things that we love to do. So there's not much difference other than the culture and the practices.
A little personal moment here, Reverend Gary. How has the Lord helped you personally through difficult times?
Well, I've definitely had my share. The Lord just continues to remind me. And I think one of the things that I did as a minister, and I thank the Lord for it, that He had given me a hunger for His Word. I mean, there would be some times, you know, early on that I would lock myself in the room and just read the Bible. Mm. And I never had that desire until I started to serve the Lord. I just began to have a hunger for His Word. So during those difficult times, I try to seek out when you read through the Psalms, David is very explicit on his fears, on his challenges, on his circumstances, how the enemy oppresses. I mean, he's honest about it, but then he's able to turn to God. And after practice, and I'm still practicing, to do that is to always try to find something in the scriptures that relates to my difficult time and draw strength from that through prayer, through reading, and then being with other Christians.
What's your favorite scripture?
Oh, boy. Well, I love Proverbs 3:5. I know it's a favorite of many. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not on your own understanding, and all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. We don't understand why there are hurricanes in Houston and Miami, and we don't understand. It's the age-old question, why if God loves us, and if there's a God, why does he allow these things? And I don't believe any theologian can properly satisfy that question. So I'm reminded constantly, and it's almost like a new revelation, is to trust God when things don't make sense. And not only trust in God, but try to press through. And in that passage, it says to acknowledge him. That's actually a revelation of praise, to give him praise and to worship him, and to affirm that God is good. So that's how that scripture is being able to help me through, is to not trust in the circumstance, trust that God will see us through, and to acknowledge him as a form of worshiping him.
Thank you.
What would you say, as we begin to wrap up our show today, what would you say to someone who's going through a really rough time right now?
I would say that the scripture is so specific that even our tears are collected by God. Our tears are in a bottle. And if we can remember that God is good, I think that's the first thing to remember, that God is for us and he's not against us, because he created us and he loves us so much that he sent his son to deal with what plagues everything. It's this issue of sin that people don't really have a full knowledge and depth and understanding of. But if you can hold on to Jesus, he promises to hold our hand and we'll walk through it. But we don't walk through it without him giving us his strength. So all the while he's helping us, we're developing a stronger faith, a bigger capacity in our hearts to love others. And we will find, not if, when we go through it, we'll find a heart to help others who are going through the same thing.
Gary, we have a couple minutes left. Could you lead us in a prayer, pray for our dear listeners right now, and some who may be going through that very tough challenge?
Okay. Well, Heavenly God, we just wanted to give you the honor today, God, and we acknowledge your presence. We acknowledge your goodness. And Father, I just want to pray for each and every person who's hearing my voice and hearing this wonderful program, that I'm going through some very difficult circumstance. I don't know my way out. and I need divine help. So, Father, I pray, God, that you, in a tangible way, in the way that only you can do, that you would touch your people. Let them know how much you love them. Let them know that we serve a God who's personable, who loves us, and he knows everything, even before we ask him. And he's already prepared a place of redemption, a place of healing, a place of profit, where we'll be able to stand and we'll be able to help others. Lord, I pray that you give him that encouragement. Bless, encourage, lift up the children, the families, provide the resources of heaven. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Gary, do you still play basketball?
No. My knees are a little bit gone now, so I do a lot of walking with my wife now, a lot of fast walking.
the lateral movement might be a little tough now, huh?
Yes, it's a little tough now after all the years of running and jumping.
I could just imagine the pounding on the knees as a basketball player at the level that you played.
Yes, it's definitely taken my toll, especially growing up in New York when I used to play on cement all the time.
Enjoyed you today, Gary. Thank you for sharing your time with us. It truly has been a blessing.
It's been a joy, Gary. We'll stay in touch.
All right. Thank you both. And it's an honor. I hope things went well.
Thank you. Heartfelt insights from Reverend Gary Newsom. Hey, you know, God's timing. God's timing is perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And look, if you haven't done so, I believe this is the opportune moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation for you there. If you'd like to stand with us with your prayers and financial support, make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Psalm 73:26. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Reverend Gary Newsom. Until next time, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer Chaz Ontai, and guest coordinator Jamie Lee Kwai, web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll leave.